show at iCarly.com. Hey, watch iCarly this weekend.
It's gonna be hot.
iCarly.com.
Hey, Wesley. Watch iCarly this weekend. It's gonna be a great show.
iCarly.com.
Okay, see ya. Hey, check out our web show at iCarly.com.
Thanks.
Hey, Jeremy. You've heard of our web show, right?
Sure. I've seen every episode. Meyer?
Yes, please. Thank you.
You keep that.
You're nice.
Didn't he have a cold last week?
Last week, the week before that.
Why are we talking weeks? That lump's been blowing his nose nonstop since first grade.
Hey, Tasha, check out our web show this weekend.
iCarly.com.
That's us.
We rock.
If your web show is worth checking out, I'd have read about it on Nevelocity.com.
Hey, just because our show isn't reviewed on Nevelocity doesn't mean it's not cool.
Actually, it does. Neville writes about everything that's cool on the web, and since he's never written anything about iCarly, I guess your web show's lame.
She irks me.
I want to do bad things to that chick.
You should.
I will.
Cool. What are we gonna... Whoa, whoa, what are you doing? I didn't mean me! Look out!
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Butter.
Oh, look! Butter.
I bought a lot of butter.
Clearly. This all you got?
No! I also got this thingy that makes the water in your toilet turn blue.
Great. So for dinner, we can have butter and blue toilet water.
This butter is not for eating. I got hired to create a big sculpture.
Made of butter?
Yeah! For the bread convention. See? It's Toasty the Baker! He's the mascot, and they hired me to make a giant sculpture of him out of butter.
Ah.
Ask me what I'm getting paid.
Okay, what are you
getting? Money, baby!
Sweet!
Sweet like corn syrup.
High fructose?
The highest! Okay, so what are we doing for dinner? What's that little tween belly hungry for?
Whatever. First, just let me finish this email.
Sure. Who are you writing?
This guy Neville, who runs a big website.
Nevelocity.
Yeah. I'm trying to get him to check out our next webcast and maybe write a review of it.
Oh, that'd be killer. Everybody reads Nevelocity.
No kidding. Please write back. Carl. There. All sent. Let's hit it.
Well, yeah, but first I was kind of hoping...
You want to go make the toilet water turn blue?
So much.
Do it.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, welcome to iCarly.
Check out our flashy new graphic.
Woo! Okay, I'm Carly.
I'm Sam.
And we like to draw families on our toes.
Observe.
Uh-oh.
Earthquake!
Okay, if you thought that video was cool,
check out this kid from New York.
He's a crump dancer.
He enjoys crumping.
And he does it covered in peanut butter.
Crump it up, peanut boy.
This is for you.
And does he have a girlfriend covered in jelly?
Important questions!
Okay, next on iCarly, we're gonna... Who's coming up the elevator?
I ordered Chinese food.
During the show?
There's no wrong time to eat an egg roll!
Ah. Okay, looks like we have a surprise visitor here on iCarly.
Hi, food delivery guy.
What's your name?
Chuck.
Chuck! Have you ever been interviewed, Chuck?
No.
So, Chuck, where are you from?
Wisconsin.
Are you in college?
No.
Okay. What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you while you were delivering food?
I don't know.
Chuck, you're very boring.
And that means it's time for this.
Random dancing!
Important webcast ever, and you bring on a food delivery guy who was born without a personality.
The show was still awesome. Hey, you guys got an email from Neville Papperman.
Nevillosity!
Move!
Come on, what did the man say?
He says he loved our web show and he wants to interview me.
Oh my God!
I can't believe it!
iCarly
is
on its way,
Neville.
Baby.
I know, I can't.
Hey, your toilet water's blue. Look it!
I'll get more.
Now he gets a personality.
Who's the dude playing in our toilet?
Why is it so cold in here?
Oh, I turned the air conditioner up, so my butter sculpture won't melt.
Oh, so you ready to drive me to Neville's for my interview?
Yep.
Let's hit it.
My hands have them.
Better?
Yeah. I got them, though.
Let's go!
I really think you should wait in the car.
No way. You don't know this Neville guy. What if he's a weirdo? Ah, I got butter on my elbow.
Spence?
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible!
Hi, you must be Carly.
Yes, ma'am, and this is my brother, Spencer.
Nice to meet you.
Please, come in. Neville is so excited to meet you. He has been talking about your web show all week. He just loves it.
Well, I'm a big fan of his website.
Oh, thank you.
How long have you and Neville been married?
Married? I'm sorry, I think you might be mistaking him for someone a little...
Carly Shay, live and in person.
It is so exciting to meet you. I'm Neville Papperman.
You're Neville?
You're just a little kid. He's so cute.
I created and now run one of the world's most visited websites, which gets over 5 million page views per day. I'm not cute.
Yeah, you are. I can tell because I want to mess up your hair. Who's cute? Who's a cute Neville? Who gets 5 million page views? You do.
Mother?
Why don't you and I go in the kitchen? I'll make you some tea.
Will there be lemon?
Yes.
All right, then.
Please sit. Hand sanitizer? Do you know that trillions of germs are living on your hand skin right now?
Really? Thanks.
Sure. You know, I was really impressed with your web show.
Thanks so much. That really means a lot.
I know. I think my readers will be very interested to learn more about you. What type of shampoo do you use?
Huh?
Kiwi Salon with Jasmine. For normal to dry hair.
Wow. You have an amazing nose.
Yes.
You must love flowers.
Oh, I hate flowers. Bugs sit upon them and make poo.
Okay.
Look at this. It's an X-ray of my brain.
Interesting.
Big, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one beefy brain you got there.
Thank you. Are you hungry?
No.
I'll fetch you a snack.
But...
Yeah?
Sam, where are you?
Your house, watching TV.
Oh, you're not gonna believe... My house? How'd you get in?
I know where you and Spencer had the key.
How's the interview going?
Weirdly. First of all, Neville's not a man. He's a kid.
What? How old?
Like 11.
And he's creepy.
Well, be nice to him. You know how important this review is for our show? Millions of people read his site.
Don't upset the kid.
But what if he...
Carly?
Man, why is it so cold in here? And some of my mother's homemade tapenade.
Tapenade?
It's a spread made of olives, garlic, and capers. Try some.
Oh, I really don't think tapenade's something I'd, you know... Oh, my God, that's awesome!
Isn't it? Please, sit. Do you think fireplaces are romantic?
Yeah, I guess.
You've guessed correctly. Do you like music?
Yeah, sure.
Would you like to dance?
Dance? Look, I don't want to sound rude, but I really didn't come here to dance. Could you just interview me about the web... Neville!
I stole a kiss upon your cheek, and now another kiss I seek.
Seek some tapenade! Spencer!
You shouldn't have done that, Carly Shay! You'll rue this day, you'll rue it!
Got a little.
Neville's only 11?
Yes, now stop speaking.
Tell us what happened. Okay, I got there. Neville sat next to me. He sniffed my hair. He showed me an x-ray of his brain. He tried to make me dance, and then he kissed me.
Whoa, he kissed you? That jerk. Come show my lips exactly what he did.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You just keep making out with your stuffed animals.
Tell us what happened after he kissed you.
I pushed tapenade in his face, and then he got all furious and said I'd rue the day.
What is tapenade?
A spread made of olives, garlic, and capers.
Gross.
No, it's actually really good. I can't explain it.
And what did he mean you'd rue the day?
Yeah, what does rue mean?
No one knows.
I got it right here. Rue. A mixture of fat and flour used to make sauces and soups.
Neville called you a fat flour?
Try spelling it differently.
Okay, here. Rue, to regret, to wish that something had never been done.
Uh-oh. You know what this means.
Of course. He's gonna make me regret shoving tapenade in his face by trashing iCarly on his stupid website.
We're dead.
I'm gonna go scrub his creepy lip residue off my cheek.
Hey, why isn't it cold in here? Toasty the baker. Good God! What? Toasty!
Gross, it's like a giant baby threw up.
Why?
I told you not to turn the heat up.
What? I never even...
It's too late for apologies.
But I didn't turn the...
It's okay. It's okay. Just need a mop and a bucket and 28 more pounds of butter.
Spencer.
Mrs. Benson. Freddy, your mom's here.
I came over because I heard screaming. Freddy, are you all right?
Yes, Mom.
He's fine, but I really...
You know he's allergic to fruit.
Aw, who's got a fruit problem?
Not me. I am not allergic to fruit.
Well, what if you were? He'd probably give you an orange and then your face would puff up.
I would love that.
Look, I gave him no fruit. Now, please, I'm out of butter.
False! I saw you come home yesterday carrying grocery bags filled with butter.
You spied on me?
No, I just happened to be glancing through my peephole.
That butter's gone. And so am I.
What have you done with all that butter? Freddy, I want you to take a bubble bath tonight. Spencer!
I didn't give him any fruit!
Cool, Mom. Velocity.com.
This is gonna be bad.
Maybe not.
He said I'd rue the day, and I have a feeling the ruing's about to begin.
Just because he hates you personally doesn't mean he's gonna give our show a bad review. Get ready to rue.
You found Neville's review?
Read it. iCarly, or as it should be called, iBoring.
You see?
Boring?
Keep going, let's hear it.
This webcast stars Carly Shay, an unappealing 13-year-old girl.
Yeah? If I'm so unappealing, then why were you sniffing my hair and chomping on my cheek?
Keep going. My advice? If you're trying to decide between watching iCarly and going to prison, choose prison. You'll have more fun in jail than you ever will at iCarly.lane.
That's so unfair.
At least he didn't call you a fat flower. Yeah, but now everybody's gonna read that review and stop watching us.
No, they're not.
Why aren't they?
Because we're gonna make Neville admit that he loves our webcast. And he only wrote that mean stuff because I didn't want to be his little girlfriend.
Yeah. Let's make him regret writing that review.
Oh, he's not just gonna regret it. He's gonna rue it.
Don't worry, Toasty. Soon you'll be back and butter than ever. Thank God no one heard that. I'm coming!
I am Neville. I'm coming in now.
Okay.
Carly invited me here.
I know.
She said she wants to apologize to me for her obnoxious behavior.
Well, I think she feels bad about it.
Where is Carly?
Up on the third floor. You can take the elevator or the stairs there.
What is that?
Oh, I'm an artist. I'm making a sculpture. out of butter.
Your work disgusts me.
Neville's a stupid name.
Carly. Hello? Carly? Who are you? What's going on?
Hello, Neville. I see you've met our friend Jeremy.
Or as we like to call him, Jeremy.
The germiest kid in our whole school.
It's true. I'm a mess.
Stop it! I can't stand germs!
Then you better tell the truth.
Admit that you like iCarly.
And that your review is a lie.
Let go of me!
Freddy, roll camera.
Rolling.
Tell the truth, Neville.
I don't know what you're talking about. Stop it, sicko! Let go of me!
No way. They're paying me to do this.
How much?
$5.
I'll give you 10 to release me.
Deal.
Now you get nothing.
You feel the rue?
You feel it?
He outsmarted me.
He outsmarted all of us.
Why does he have to have such a big brain?
So what are we gonna do now?
I don't know. How do you take down a brilliant, powerful 11-year-old boy?
Mother, I'm home from school.
Neville Papperman, did you write a bad review of this girl's web show just because you were angry with her?
You told my mom on me?
Neville?
Oh, okay, yes, but only because she rubbed my face with Top Knot.
Because you kissed me in a surprise attack.
You told me you thought girls were yucky.
That was last year. I'm going through changes.
You just go to your room and write an honest review of Carly's web show.
Which you said you love a lot.
Yeah, Papperman.
Go on.
Can I call you?
Get out of here!
Top Knot?
Ooh, and those little crackers.
What's so proudly we hail? The twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars fill the perils.